risk preference among.
Lively discussion is bouncing off the walls of the assembly chambers. And for a weeknight in Petersburg, turnout is impressive. Fishermen, young and old, wearing brown extra tough boots or button downs, came to engage with the visiting scientists. Climate change is the topic du jour, but Marisha Shimkoviak and Andrew Steinkruger aren't climate scientists. They're social scientists. They host conversations like these all over Alaska to gain a better understanding of stressors on fishing communities. Shimkoviak leads the conversation.
Fishermen don't show up necessarily to all of the conversations that affect their long-term life, right? Like, their lifestyle, their economic portfolio, and so on. And as researchers, we sometimes wonder, you know, why aren't fishermen sort of at the table? You know, where are they?
Right. Are you maybe you're saying opportunity?
That's Petersburg fisherman Cindy Moyer. She says fishermen are left out of the climate conversation and feels frustrated with outsiders making decisions that influence their bottom line.
You're going to save the whales, you're going to save the, I don't know, whatever you're going to save. There's all these entities out there that have really good feelings about what they want to save, but they have no clue about what's really going on. And so they get on their high horse and they get a lot of money and they start going after the livelihood of people who have been doing this for hundreds of years because they just don't understand.
The fishing industry built Petersburg a century ago, and fishing sustained the people who lived here long before the island was colonized. Moyer says hasty environmental policy could hurt this legacy.
I want to make sure the next generation can keep fishing. The next generation wants to live this way. Government overreach has taken a lot of that possibility away.
In addition to expanded government regulation, fisherman Jared Bright is worried about the possibility of offshore green energy developments coming to coastal Alaska. These green energy developments are known to interfere with fishing operations on the East Coast. It can be hard to maneuver boats around them.
Wind farms there on the East Coast, that's kind of a big deal. Like, someday that could come here. Like, I'm way more worried about them cutting us out of fishing area for their wind farms or some sort of tide power generation than I am.
The group has little confidence that available science can confidently predict how climate change will affect their ability to fish in the future. However, many concede that they see dropping quotas for species like black cod. Bright is confident that the local fisheries will weather the storm if the government can stay out of their business.
Fishermen are very adaptive and very Neanderthal at the same time, but we figure stuff out. Just don't get in our way too much with these over-regulated things.
Researcher Andrew Steinkruger says the group's focus on policy set Petersburg apart from other workshops.
One thing we really saw today is that Petersburg fishermen are really invested in the policy process. And that's just a function of their really deep engagement in regional fisheries. And so they're really able to speak to the challenges that they're seeing in their fisheries today in terms of the policy process.
But Petersburg is not the first place the team encountered concerns about intergenerational access, debt structure, and sagging markets. Shimkoviak paraphrases what she's heard across Alaska.
Is it climate change? I don't know. You know, I think our ecosystems are always changing. Is it a thing I think about? Definitely, but it might not be on my top couple of things because I'm dealing with near-term issues, you know, around operating costs and regulations and markets and so on. And then what do I need? What I need is I need to be able to be a fisherman.
The team says they're planning more workshops on the Alaskan coast. Their next steps are to synthesize the similarities and differences of how fishing communities are responding to climate change. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.